Hey, got the morning show with Aaron, and in the studio I've got Anne Neville. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Aaron.
So a lot of you will have met Anne. You will have got some documents signed because you're a JP.
We're just discussing this.
So like me, you meet lots of people for a short time and then there's more people coming through the door. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about the Whangaroa Writers World, and you are running like a writing competition as part of, I should say, we've got, for those who missed the last time we talked about this, there's these writing programs happening regularly throughout the year.
Yes.
This is the second one this year, and it's starting on 22nd of April, going through to the 28th of April. So in 10 days' time, it's getting underway. And there's a few other people I'm going to be interviewing, like Lindsay Amner and Jacqueline from the Old School, just about talks and workshops and things. But we've got Anne in now ahead of time because to talk about this writing competition. So you just want to just tell us a little bit about it.
Thank you. Yes, we decided that it would be a good idea to find out what younger people think about ANZAC. We often hear interviews and we've all read stories about what actually happened with some of our ANZAC people.
Yeah.
So how does that relate to young people today? So I thought it might be a good idea to run a competition where they write poetry or some prose, posters, whatever, to talk about how they, so that people can see how they feel about ANZAC in the current day.
So any kind of writing, they could write a story as well?
Or? Yes, they could.
Yeah, any form. Okay.
There's a maximum of 1,000 words, which sounds a lot, but actually when you start writing a story, it's not.
If it's something you want to write about, suddenly it feels like a limit rather than a...
Yes,
yeah,
it does.
Thing you have to get to.
However, you know, all good writers read their stuff and edit things that are unnecessary and that sort of thing, so it might help, you know, bring out some real creative... geniuses.
Yes.
Who knows?
Who knows who's out there? So
yes.
Can anyone enter this?
It's for students.
For students, okay.
So it can
be
students. Well, I'm talking school students, actually.
Yeah.
And their parents have to sign that, or a parent has to sign that it's their work, or they can get a teacher to do it. And entries have to be in by the 19th of April, which is why it was important to sort of get the word out there now.
Yes. Yeah.
I have heard from some of the schools that there are definitely people. Yeah. There are prizes.
Yeah.
Ooh, prizes.
Prizes.
I think the best prize would be actually having had the confidence to actually enter something like that. And then if you were one of the winners, in inverted commas, because I think they're all winners if they enter something like that, then it's a good thing for your CV as well.
Yeah, so, like the idea that, like, if you didn't win it but you're 15, then there's still a lifetime to get good at writing.
Yes,
anyway,
absolutely.
And it might just be a little taste of it, yeah. I was trying to think, like, I came out of school not that into writing. I'd started writing things later on in life, but are there young people coming through today who want to write?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We last session that we had in February, I ran a program for students 11 to 16, and there were some absolute, well, 11 to 18 actually, and there was some magnificent writing going on. I'm always constantly surprised about how creative young people are. Unfortunately, for most people, there's not a lot of money in being a writer.
Yes, I've interviewed a lot of people who it's not able to be their full-time career, but they're writing as much as they can.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
So you've got some entry form, literal entry forms in your hand, but can people in your hand? But can people go to like the Old School website?
Yes,
or
they can.
Yeah.
There's online applications that can be made.
Yeah.
But the actual physical piece of writing or whatever it happens to be needs to be at the Old School on the 19th because we want to display them. The Old School will be open every day from 10 till 2
yep.
as a pop-up bookstore, and we want the entries to be displayed there. And then we are having a museum tour on the Saturday starting at 1 o'clock, and prizes will be distributed then at the end of that.
I can't do anything now. Yeah, phone me. I've just got someone in the door. Look up raglanradio.com on the website. Trying to do two things at once, which is cool. We've got our doors open for a reason.
Yes.
Here at Raglan Community Radio, people are welcome to come in. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Raglan Museum tour is open to anybody, but it's at the end of that that prizes will be distributed. And there's no use asking me what the prizes are because I'm
decided.
Not going to tell you.
Oh, you're just not going to say. Oh, I see.
I'm just
right, that's
not
part of
going to say.
So the entries need to be in by next Friday the 19th, and over the weekend you're going to sort them out, and then the whole event starts, or this current one starts the next Monday.
Yes.
And so doors will be open at 10, and there's a pop-up bookshop running through the week from the 22nd to the 28th, and there's various other things happening as well, like talks. But you're also running, what are you running here? Are you interested in joining a writing critique group? So what is this, look at something you're looking to see if there's some interest in the community?
Yes. There are so many writers in Raglan, and at the moment there's no critique group running.
Yeah.
And writing can be a really lonely experience, so it's really good to get together with other writers and get feedback and constructive criticism on your work.
Yes.
You get a more diverse perspectives on what you're doing, what you're trying to do. People can come up with really good ideas for that. Networking and support, because as I say, it is really a lonely sort of occupation.
And I know that, like, getting perspective, like sometimes I have to write things for the radio station and I'll write it and then I'll put it away and try and come back when my head's in a different place. And then you read it and you go, oh, need to fix those things. And you couldn't see them, that, you know, when you were doing it.
No,
so,
that's right.
So is that just me, or is that like everyone who writes?
No.
Because I'm not like a writer, I just have to write things sometimes. So.
Yes, no.
Yeah.
If you take, I mean, probably most people know this, but J.K. Rowling, for instance, she submitted her work 18 different publishers before they picked it up. And every single time, someone will have had a different perspective on what needed to be done with it. So, you know,
Did she take advice from that process? Did she refine it?
Some of it, yes. And and that's the thing. People can give you an idea as about your writing, how they think that it can be improved, but it's your writing. So it's your decision as to whether you pick it up or not. But sometimes there's just a little snippet in there that, if you go away and think about it a bit, it might work.
Oh, well, I guess if you're one of the editors that turned down J.K. Rowling or publishers, at least you're not alone. At least there was a lot of you.
Yes.
Yeah. But then some of them might say, well, she wasn't ready at that point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the books wouldn't have been as good, and they wouldn't have sold like they did and turned into a phenomenon. Interesting. Okay. So you're just inviting people to form a group like that for mutual benefit, I guess.
Yes. It helps with motivation. A lot of people will have heard of NaNoWriMo, which is the November National Writing Month. And people contract to write a certain number of words just during November.
Yeah.
And there are little groups that form around that month. And it's just a kind of a motivating help, because it's quite often you just sit there and maybe there's no words coming up. But we all need somebody to sort of give us a little push and help us in situations like that. So if
the mind is blank, just write anyway.
Absolutely.
Write about how the mind is blank.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, so many bits of paper will end up in the trash. I didn't say that because think about reusable and all the rest of it.
Well, you might type them. You might type them, and then you don't feel you're not worried about wasting paper.
Exactly. Yes, and sometimes somebody will sort of say something that is really inspirational in terms of your own writing. So I think it's a really useful group to belong to. And my aim is on that Tuesday is just to give people an opportunity to talk about it, see if anybody really wants to be in a group like that, and then maybe they can form a group and get some benefit out of it.
Yeah, so that's Tuesday the 23rd, 7 o'clock, presumably at the old school. I think everything's at the old school. And hopefully there'll be a group of people there. And I imagine it'll be quite a diverse, wide variety of people.
It will. There are complete beginner writers to writers who have been published, and beginner writers, it is as useful for beginner writers as it is for seasoned writers to be in a group like this. And beginner writers shouldn't feel that they don't belong in a place like that. They absolutely definitely
sounds
do.
Like the place they definitely belong is they've got access to some mentorship. And,
yes.
And I imagine also for the people who are the experienced writers, giving advice, they're learning as well from that.
Oh, that's how we learn the best, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and none of us can sit down and write something that's perfect. That's one of the problems with sending your book off to an assessor or an editor or whatever. There's always something that can be changed, and at some stage of things, you have to sort of bite the bullet and say, "Okay, that's it."
Yeah, we're stopping. So, and you have a background as a writer yourself. Well, what's your interest in all this?
I did a bit of educational writing when I was a teacher in those days.
Yeah.
Nurse before that. I've had a bit of a diverse career path.
Yeah.
And I was doing a bit of educational writing, and then I thought, wonder if I could write a fiction book. So I did a course, and that did actually quite well. And while I was doing the course, I realised that there are so many wonderful pieces of writing out there that are never going to get published in this day and age.
Mm.
So, well, what can a girl do, really? So then I did a publishing course.
Oh, okay, right.
so that I could actually publish some of these wonderful books that I was seeing and reading.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't do as much of that now, although I do still have the company Create Books. More my writing nowadays is more biographies for people,
and people
will say to me, "Oh, who have you done the biography for?" Well, everybody has a wonderful story to tell. So,
right. So is this idea of someone's maybe they're near the end of their life, and you want to write their life story for the family to have? It's kind of like that.
Yes. Yeah. I was doing it for hospice on a voluntary basis for quite some time, but that is an end of life process, and it's a very important one. But if I think about what's happened in my lifetime, even, and what my grandchildren see of me is not who I used to be, sort of thing. So it's good to sort of write all of those things down, and it can be quite cathartic as well if there's been something that in your life that has been really upsetting, talking about it and getting it out there. And in biography writing, it is up to the person whose biography you're writing as to what you put in, but sometimes it's just a good thing to get that out there and then say, okay, I've dealt with that now, I don't need it in a book.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that you relive all of those wonderful experiences that you've had that were fun or that were really momentous in your life. So that's
like a service you can do with people. If anyone, like, you know, someone could call you today and do that, for instance.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And your publishing company, like, how, what sort of things were you publishing?
It was mainly books for young people and young adult readers, quite a few picture books, but I've also done some. Oh, there was one on a motorcyclist who was entering all sorts of competitions in Britain and in other parts of Europe. It's just quite diverse, really.
Okay. And is it easy to set up a publishing company?
Oh, it's, anyone could do it, really. You do, but you do need some skills and a bit of background, a bit of money as well to set it all up. You need certain computer programs, because if you are doing the whole publishing thing, like editing and proofreading and then setting up the pages, covers and all of that, so you do need to either have a lot of different skills yourself, or you need a bank of people who will do those kind of things.
Which option did you have?
It's a bit of both.
A bit of both. So you do quite a lot of it.
Yes.
Tell us about proofreading, because if you've got a novel and it's got thousands and thousands of words, and they all have to be right.
Yes.
And because you'll notice even one mistake will be noticed.
It will.
Like how?
Yes.
Like I wouldn't be a good proofreader. I'm pretty certain. Like how hard is it?
It's a very difficult job, and it doesn't matter how often a proofreader goes over a particular piece of work. So often when you get the printed book back and you just open it up at a random page
and there it is.
There it is. Right. Oh, my goodness. Proofreaders need really, they can't read it as we would normally read a book. They really need to do it line by line.
So not getting wrapped up in the story.
Yes, yes. And a good skill if you're trying to proofread your own work is to actually read it out loud, because often when we read things out loud, we will pick up things that are wrong, or could be worded in a different way, that sort of thing.
And it stops us skipping over things.
It does.
Because when we read, if we're trying to read fast, we're not taking in every letter and every bit of everything, are we? Okay, well, it sounds like we've had an interesting time with books and writing and publishing. And folks, we are talking to Anne Neville, and the main thing, well, there's two things we're talking about. One is the potential of starting up a writers group, so anyone who's interested in a mutually supportive group of writers, beginners to experts, everyone in between, Tuesday the 23rd.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a week and a half away, 7 o'clock. At the old school, just get along and see what comes of that.
Yes.
And the other thing we're talking about is a writing competition for school-age people.
Mm-hmm.
And the closing date. Let's start with that.
Closing date is the 19th of April. All entries need to be in at the old school arts centre.
Okay. And what can people write?
I want is not the right way of putting it. It is, so we really want young people to reflect on the events of our military past and talk about what ANZAC means to them in this day and age.
Okay. And because ANZAC, when's ANZAC Day? That's quite soon.
25th.
Okay, right in the middle of the writing period.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no, hold on. The closing date's the 19th. In the middle of the Writers' World, actually, the week.
Yes.
Whangaroa Writers' World week. I added an extra W. So that's the 22nd to the 28th. And they'll have a pop-up bookstore, all with local authors available at the Old School Arts Centre. And you can see just how many there are, because there are a lot. I keep being surprised. I'm probably going to be surprised all year, because this is the second Writers' World event. And I keep seeing people I didn't know. We're writing in this community, so
we've got in future events. We've got one focusing on poetry.
Okay,
we have another one that focuses on creative nonfiction, i.e., biographies, that type of thing.
Yeah.
King's birthday weekend.
Yeah,
it's hard to remember
It is hard to say that. It's a lifetime of saying Queen's birthday.
We're having a sort of writer's retreat where we were hoping that writers from this area, but other areas as well, will come in. We've got guest speakers talking about writing techniques, etc. We have a writer's room where writers can just sit and write amongst other writers. We've got a couple of events in the evening too, fun events. So, yeah, lots happening.
Yeah, excellent. All right, thank you for coming in, Anne.